الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. وبعد. Respected brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you once again, inshallah, as Brother Nasir was just mentioning, to the discourse on the topic of Islamic adab and etiquette and manners, based on the booklet Min Adab al-Islam, authored by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah. If you were hearing yesterday, and you were listening to the dars and to the discourse yesterday, you may remember that we discussed two points. Well, we were completing one point, which was the issue of and the etiquette of respecting people's privacies and ensuring that we don't surprise our family members by suddenly entering their private areas and their private rooms. Rather, we seek permission beforehand. And the second point, which was dealt with thoroughly, which was the etiquette or the etiquettes and the adab of knocking on somebody's door and ringing the bell on somebody's door, and when visiting somebody, how we should knock, making sure we knock gently, gracefully, not violently, forcefully, aggressively. And also we discussed that there should be only three knocks, there should be a good gap and space between each of the knocks. And also we discussed that after three times, if they don't open the door for us, then we should just return and get the message that they're busy. Okay, so inshallah we move on to the next point today, and the point today is about, again, when visiting someone, when we knock and when we seek permission to enter their house and we are asked who's on the door, then what should we say? That's the first point and the first etiquette today, inshallah. And then we'll move on to the next point. This is a very simple adab, very basic again, but once again, it's something that is neglected by many of us, brothers and sisters. When we go to somebody's house, we knock on the door, and we are asked, who's on the door? Who is it? We say, oh, it's me. This is wrong, and it's actually sinful. It's contrary to the teachings of the beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the etiquette, inshallah, that we will discuss today. So let's read the text of this book, inshallah, first of all, and then we'll translate as normal and explain and elaborate, inshallah ta'ala. The Shaykh, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, says, إِذَا طَرَقْتَ بَابَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْ إِخْوَانِكَ فَقِيلَ لَكَ مَنْ هَذَا فَقُلْ فلان باسمك الصريح الذي تعرف به، ولا تقل واحد أو أنا أو شخص، فإن هذه الألفاظ لا تفيد السائل من خلف الباب معرفة بالشخص الطارق، ولا يصح لك أن تعتمد على أن صوتك معروف عند من تطرق عليه، فإن الأصوات تلتبس وتشتبه، وإن النغمة تشبه النغمة، وليس كل من في الدار التي تطرق بابها يعرف صوتك وحسك أو يميزه، والسمع في تمييزه الأصوات يخطئ ويصيب. These are six lines that we have in this book in front of us. The Sheikh says, the translation is, when you go to somebody's house, and when you knock on somebody's door, taraqa, again the same word which we talked about yesterday, when you knock on somebody's door from amongst your brothers or your friends or your relatives or anybody, if you go to somebody's house and you knock, فَقِيلَ لَكَ, and it is said to you, the person behind the door asks you the question, who's on the door, who is it? Then say, such and such person, فُلَانٌ, say your name. This is the adab. Say it's such and such person. By using your clear name, the Shaykh here mentions by informing and relating and informing the other person your name, بِإِسْمِكَ الصَّرِيح. The word صَرِيح has been used here, which means your clear name, that which you are known with, your common name, الَّذِي تُعْرَفُ بِهِ. You see, what the Shaykh is trying to say here is because we have, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 different names. Sometimes, you know, we have a nickname, like the Arabs used to have kunya, a laqab, a title, different names. Now, the most common name that people know you with, we should say that name. In order to remove any kind of doubt in the person behind the door's mind in regards to who's on the door. We want to make ourselves as clear as possible. We want that person, again, it's information. We want the person behind the door who's asking the question that who's on the door, we want them to clearly know who is knocking on the door. It's very important. Many of us have this extremely bad habit, seriously, brothers and sisters, many of us. And it's wrong, contrary to the teachings of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, it's not something basic, or this is not some, you know, just a small etiquette of or the small, you know, ruling of Islam. No, these are major issues. And this is the reason why I have chosen this book, so that we study it and we implement it in our life. Many of us have this habit. We knock on the door, who is it? It's me. Who are you? That's, if you know, the whole reason, the whole purpose behind this person asking you the question is to know and to understand that who the person is behind the door. Now, if you're saying it's me, that doesn't really serve the purpose. It doesn't benefit. Okay? So we have to say the name, and this is actually very important. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah wa radi anhu, may Allah have mercy on him and be pleased with him. Some of you, or many of you, might have heard of this great scholar of hadith. From the latter scholars, you know, maybe in the 8th century, 7th, 8th century. Imam al-Nawawi, radiallahu anhu, a great scholar of hadith, a great muhaddith, somebody who wrote a commentary on the famous Sahih of Imam Muslim in many volumes, and he was also known to be a great Shafi'i jurist, a great Shafi'i faqih, a great Mufti and a great scholar of the Shafi'i Madhab. He was from Syria. He was from a place called Nawa, which is very close to Damascus in Syria. And that's why he's attributed to Nawa, and this is why he is known as Imam al-Nawawi, radiallahu anhu, a famous alim. He has a very nice compilation of hadith, wherein he has gathered many different hadith of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from different hadith books. And the book is known and called, known by Riyadu Salihin. Many of you may have heard this name, Riyadu Salihin, the Garden of the Righteous People. Amazing book, and I encourage you to read through and study the ahadith in that book, subhanallah. You know, he has chosen and picked some very pertinent and relevant ahadith, specifically about, you know, adab and etiquette and how to live with one another, etc. So Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, in that book, Riyadu Salihin, he has actually formed a whole chapter. He has actually formed a whole chapter on this topic. He says in his book, Riyadu Salihin, بَابُ بَيَانِ أَنَّ السُّنَّةَ إِذَا قِيلَ لِلْمُسْتَأْذِنِ مَنْ أَنْتَ أَنْ يَقُولَ فُلَانٌ فَيُسَمِّيَ نَفْسَهُ بِمَا يُعْرَفُ بِهِ مِنْ إِسْمٍ أَوْ كُنِّيَةٍ وَكَرَاهَةِ أَنْ يَقُولَ أَنَا وَنَحْوَهَا. That's the title. This is the tarjamat al-bab, what we say, chapter heading. This is the chapter heading which Imam al-Nawawi has used in his book. Really long chapter heading because it's important. Chapter regarding, or chapter in mentioning that the sunnah is that when it is said to the person seeking permission, who is it that he says such and such person, he by naming himself with that common name, with a name that he is common with, whether it's a name or whether it's a title, and the detestability and the karaha and you know, the dislike of a person saying I and similar kind of words. This is the title which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah wa radi anhu used in his book. And then he mentioned some of these ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. So the Shaykh says here that when you go and knock on somebody's door and they ask you, it is said to you, who's on the door, then mention your key name, that name which you are common with. And don't say, وَلَا تَقُلْ, he says, do not say someone, وَاحِدٌ, there's a person, someone, don't say someone. أو أنا, or don't say me, we have this really bad habit of saying me, it's me. Okay, if you know, why is the person asking you for to you know they know that somebody is there. Me, what's me gonna do? Me means me like a human being. Okay, they found out that it's a human being. It's not an animal on the door, but they need to know who that me person is. So the Sheikh says here, don't say someone, don't say me. You know, don't say one person, someone, shakhsin. Don't say there's a person on the door. Identify yourself. You know, some of you have this habit of saying, guess who? You know, okay, once in a while, maybe, you know, if you're quite free with the person and, you know, you have a very nice casual relationship and you know that they will not be offended, fine, that's just, you know, and then you tell them, of course, that who you know, it's just in a nice way, you're having a nice joke with them. But if you go to somebody's house that, you know, you don't have that kind of relationship, and then you still, every time you go to somebody's house and they ask on the door, who is it, and you say, guess. That's wrong, okay? They could be in a rush, they could be busy, they could be, you know, engaged in some activity, and you want them to play the guessing game. Subhanallah, you know, so just tell that person the name, your name, your clear name, the name which with which people know you by, your common name, your most common name. This is what the Sheikh is saying. And then he says that, look, saying things like, you know, me or I or someone on the door, these things do not benefit the questioner behind the door. But he won't able to identify you. This will not benefit the questioner who wants to know who you are in terms of recognizing you. It will not benefit him. It will not benefit that person in terms of recognizing the knocking person on the door. And then the Shaykh says, وَلَا يَسَّحُ لَكَ أَن تَعْتَمِدَ عَلَى أَنَّ صُوتَكَ مَعْرُوفٌ. And then also, it's not right. Some people, this question might come. Now, after understanding this, this will be a you know, common question in our minds. Some of you might think that, look, you know, the person knows me. If he hears my voice, if she hears my voice, if I say it's me, that they will, you know, easily able to identify who it is. They know my voice. So the Shaykh is trying to remove this notion and this idea from our minds. That do not, he says, do not, it is not permissible, it is not correct for you to rely on the fact, or do not assume, do not think, do not assume, and do not rely on the fact that you think that your voice will be recognized, will be known by the person on whose door you are knocking. Don't think that, okay, you know, they will recognize me. If I say, me, it's me, it's me, it's okay, open up, it's me. By hearing my voice, they might really think it's me. They'll know it's me. Don't. Even if you think like that, still say your name. This is a very important point, brothers and sisters. Extremely important. Because many of us, actually, this might have come into our minds. That person knows who I am. Okay, if they hear my voice, definitely, without a doubt, they'll know it's me. So if I say, it's me, open, you know who it is. This is what the Shaykh is trying to say here in the book. That don't assume that, don't presume that, don't rely on this fact. It's not permissible, it is not valid, and it is not correct for you to rely on the fact that you think that your voice will be recognized by the person behind the door. Why? Because it's possible that they may confuse you. There is, even if you think there's a small, minute possibility, but the possibility is there. As long as even 1% possibility out of 100%, if there's a possibility of them confusing you with someone else, then it's not right for you to say, it's me. Okay, if they can see you, okay, then fine. For example, you come to the door and there's a window there, there's a glass window, they can see your face, they're looking at you, they say, who is it? And you just show your face, face on the window, and then you say, yeah, it's me. Then fine, okay. Then it's not necessary for you to say it's me, because they've seen your face and you are sure they can see you clearly, it's a clear window. But as long as there is even a small remote possibility of them confusing you with someone, then it is not permissible for you to say it's me on the door. This is what the Shaykh is saying. He says, because voices can resemble one another, they can be similar to one another. Voices can be confusing. Come on. So many times it happened to us. It's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to all of you. Many times in our life, somebody gives a phone call and we speak to them on the phone, and then suddenly, you think, oh, I thought it was you. I thought it was somebody else all the time. Oh, it's you. It happens many of the times, okay? So this is a reason why it's important. Because that person might want to open the door for someone and not for somebody else. Now, they might think that it's somebody else, and they open the door for you, and they say, oh no, it's him. I didn't want to open the door for this person because he's going to sit here for 2 hours. Okay? But they really thought it was somebody else. Or, oh no, it's her now. This khala, she's come, she's just going to sit here now. After iftar and taraweeh and everything, she'll be here till like 1 o'clock in the morning now, or 2 o'clock. She might even do suhoor here. So she might not want to open the door for you. But she might get confused. She might really think it's the other sister who'll just be here for 10-15 minutes and say her salam and things like that and go away. Okay, I mean, we're coming to that point as well. When you go to somebody's house, how long to sit and how long not to sit, that's all coming in some of the pages later on, inshallah. So this is very important, that we mention our name, brothers and sisters. We say clearly who we are. The Shaykh is saying, because voices can resemble one another. And the tone, nagma, tone can resemble another tone. It's very highly likely, it's possible. As I said, even if there's a small remote possibility of the person behind the door becoming mistaken, and mistaking you for someone else, or mistaking someone else for you, then it is not permissible for us to say, it's me on the door. And then the Shaykh says, and there's not, وَلَيْسَ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي الدَّارِ الَّتِي تَطْرُقُ بَابَهَا يَعْرِفُ صَوْتَكَ وَحِسَّكَ أَوْ يُمَيِّزُهُ. Not everyone inside the house, okay, there might be one person who might recognize your voice very, very clearly, but not everyone in the house is able to recognize your voice and know you clearly, 100%, totally, fully. Not everybody in the house is able to know your voice or your sound and able to distinguish it. And he says finally, وَالسَّمْعُ فِي تَمِيزِهِ الْأَصْوَاتِ يُخْتِئُ وَيُصِيبُ. A person's ear, a person's listening sense, a person's ability to listen, listening ability can, without a doubt, make mistakes and errors in distinguishing voices. It's possible. People's ears, people's hearing capabilities can make a mistake. So what the Shaykh is saying here, that look, it's possible that people can mistake you for someone else and someone else for you. Therefore, the khulasa, the summary here is that we should make sure that every time we go to somebody's house, when we knock on the door, they say, who's on the door? Then don't say, it's me, it's I, it's someone, it's guess who. Rather, what do we need to say? We need to mention our clear name. If your name is Muhammad, then say your name clearly, Muhammad. But not just Muhammad, because there are many people. So say, it's Muhammad such and such, okay? Or if you have a title that everybody knows you with, that title, that name which is common, everybody knows you by that name. That's the name you need to mention. In order to remove any kind of doubt in the person's mind regarding the person who's behind the door. Extremely important. And the Shaykh then goes on to mention, to support this etiquette as evidence in supporting this adab and this rule and this guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in the next paragraph, وَقَدْ كَرِهَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَوْلَ الطَّارِقِ أَنَا لِأَنَّهَا لَا تُفِيدُ شَيْئًا روى البخاري ومسلم عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فدققت الباب فقال من هذا؟ فقلت أنا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا كأنه كرهها. He says, and the beloved messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam disliked, discouraged. He disliked, kariha, he disliked the saying of the person who knocks on the door, ana, it's me. In Arabic you say ana. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam disliked this. And if the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam dislikes something, then should we be doing it? Of course not. We should be quick in removing this practice from our lives. Because this does not benefit anything. It gives no benefit. The Shaykh is saying here that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked the person saying, it's me on the door, because it does not benefit the person behind the door. And then he quotes the hadith, Rawal Bukhari wa Muslim. Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, both of them relate a hadith in the authentic Sahih collections of hadith, from the companion Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, who says that I once came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In another hadith, it's mentioned that I came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In another variation of the same hadith, he mentioned that I came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to ask him a question about a debt that was on my father. My father had passed away and there's a debt that he needed to pay off. So I came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and I knocked on his door. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, who's this? So I said, Jabir bin Abdullah says, I said, it's me. So you know what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said behind the door, he said, ana. In Arabic, it's me, you say ana. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ana, ka'annahu karihaha. He said, why, it's me? And then Jabir radiallahu anhu is saying, as though the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was saying this sarcastically and trying to show his dislike and his detestability of this act of saying ana. He disliked it. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ana, what's this? Ana, what's this? It's me. Say your name. Why are you saying it's me? How do I know who you are? So this is clearly from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Sheikh, at the bottom of this book, he has a footnote. It's a small anecdote where he mentions something that Imam al-Mizzi in his Tahdhib al-Kamal and Imam al-Dhahabi in his book Sir A'lam al-Nubala, they mention a small incident regarding a great Imam, a great Muhaddith, a scholar of Hadith, whose name was Abu Nu'aym al-Fadl ibn Dukayn al-Kufi. Abu Nu'aym al-Fadl ibn Dukayn al-Kufi, who was born in the year 130 Hijri and passed away in the year 219 Hijri, rahimahullah. And he said this Imam, this great scholar of Hadith, Abu Nu'aym, he was the du'aba. He was quite a jolly person. He used to joke around quite a lot. He's a very jolly individual. So Ali ibn al-Abbas relates that he says that I heard Hussein ibn Amr saying that this is an incident about this great muhaddith, Abu Nu'aym al-Fadl ibn Dukayn, this great scholar of hadith who was very jolly, that a man came and knocked on his door. On whose door? On the door of Abu Nu'aym, this great muhaddith, great alim, great scholar of Islam, great hadith imam, who was very, very jolly. Okay, so somebody came to his house and knocked on the door. So he said, who is it? So the person said, it's me, Ana. So this Sheikh, this Muhaddith, Abu Nu'aym, he said, who's me? The person said behind the door, it's me. So he said, who's me? So the other person, he was probably in a mood as well. So he said, Rajulun min waladi Adam, somebody from the children of Adam. Meaning it's a human being, it's me. So he said, who's this, who's me? He said, somebody from the lineage, from the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. So Abu Nu'aym came out of the house, came out of the door, and he kissed him, and he said, Marhaban wa ahlan. Okay, he said, welcome, welcome, come to my house, no problem, you know, I welcome. And then he said, Ma dhanantu annahu baqiya min hadha an-nasli ahad. I never thought that there was anybody left from the children of Adam alayhi salam in the world, but it's good to see that there's somebody from the children of Adam alayhi salam. We have some human beings alive in the world. Okay? So that was just said in a joking, in a joking manner. But the point here is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam disliked this fact that people, you know, don't mention the names clearly, okay? And it's clearly mentioned, you know, subhanAllah, in the hadith, famous hadith, where the hadith of Isra and Mi'raj. Okay, inshallah, what we'll do is, because I've got a few more things to say about this point, so inshallah, we'll take a short break, and we'll come back after the break, and we'll carry on with this point, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, wa ba'd. Welcome back, dear listeners, inshallah. So before the break, we were discussing this point of identifying ourselves when knocking on people's doors by our clear names, by the names that we are known with, inshallah. So carrying on with the same point, I mentioned just before the break the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when somebody went to his door and knocked and said, it's me, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it's me, كأنه كريهها, as though he disliked this fact. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam disliked the fact that somebody goes on somebody's door, knocks on the door, and when they are asked who's on the door and they say, it's me, you know, we have to clearly mention, we need to make sure that we remove any doubt in the mind of the person behind the door who's in the house, that, you know, regarding who is at the door. And this is why some of the ulama actually have said that, you know, the famous hadith regarding al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ascension towards the heavens, okay, which is called Mi'raj, and Isra, subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Allah talks about Isra, there's two journeys. The night, the journey by night, which Allah took the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Baytul Maqdis to Palestine. And then the second journey from there to the heavens. That's called the Mi'raj. So anyway, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken into the heavens, the famous hadith where what happened? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says regarding his journey there, he said, ثُمَّ صَعِدَ بِي جِبْرَئِيلُ إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Then the angel Jibra'il took me to the heavens, okay, ila sama'i dunya. And if you know, he went on to the different levels, the different heavens, the first, the second, the third, and he met various prophets. It's a long hadith, and my intention is not to mention that hadith and go through it in detail, but just the point that whenever he went on to a particular heaven, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accompanied by Sayyiduna Jibra'il, the angel Jibra'il, peace be upon him. And they would knock, فَاسْتَفْتَحَ. They would ask for the door to be opened. So from inside, from behind the door, on the various heavens, where we had different prophets, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met various prophets, it was said, فَقِيلَ مَنْ هَذَا. It was said, who's this? The question was being asked, that who's knocking, who's there? So Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel Jibra'il, peace be upon him, he would respond and talk, and he said, Jibra'il. He never said, it's me, you should be expecting me, I'm the angel. He said, no, it's Jibra'il, his clear name. Qila wa man ma'aka, and then it was said, who's with you? You know what Jibra'il alayhi salam said? Qala Muhammad. He said, Muhammad's with me. Subhanallah. Many ulama have said this is a clear, categorical proof on the fact that we should say our absolute clear name. He could have said, it's the messenger of Allah, it's the prophet of Allah. But there are many prophets. Which prophet? You should be knowing this fact. This is the main, you know, the Khatamul Anbiya, the last of the prophets. Regardless of all of this, every single heaven, when Jibreel alayhi salam accompanied the beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the question was asked, man hadha? He said, Jibreel. Who is this? He said, Jibreel. And then whenever the question was asked, man ma'aka? Who's with you? He said, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. So this also indicates and shows, brothers and sisters, it's very important. Please, you know, practice this. We need to bring these etiquettes in our lives. Practice these etiquettes. Implement them in our lives. You know, sometimes we are too Indian, too Asian. Seriously, some of these issues are basic issues of living. And sometimes, unfortunately, we have to say this, that sometimes we see that some non-Muslims are better than us in practicing these etiquettes. And that's not saying that a non-Muslim is better than a Muslim. Of course, there's no doubt in the fact that an individual with Iman on Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far better than a person who does not have Iman and belief. But the point here is that we see sometimes that some of our non-Muslim friends, they are more particular about these issues. Like the next point that's coming about keeping appointments. SubhanAllah, they are so careful that they are prompt with their appointments and timekeeping. And that's what I'm going to talk about that anyway. So we need to ensure that we practice this. When we go to people's door, knock. Like yesterday we said, what did we say yesterday? We need to knock decently. Softly, gently, 3 times. Give a bit of time, space. Stand on the side of the door. And then if 3 times they don't open, then we should just go. And what I said yesterday, you know, some of us, seriously, some of the Asians have this problem. Not looking through the windows of people's houses, looking through the letterbox, and even worse, as I mentioned yesterday, going from the back garden and climbing over the wall and trying to see why aren't they opening the door. Seriously, some of us are so nosy. Yesterday I mentioned this, that being nosy, intruding into people's privacies, is against the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, against the teachings of Sharia, against the teachings and the guidance given to us by the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are not supposed to be nosy people. We shouldn't intrude. We need to respect the privacies of people. And this is why all these laws and commands have been given. For one reason. Respect the privacies of people, brothers and sisters. Some of us, we overlook this greatly. Some of us, we have completely forgotten about this, seriously. We have forgotten about this. You know, we don't realize this at all. And it's cultural baggage. Sometimes it comes from our culture. You know, sometimes, you know, some of us are from back home, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. We bring these habits with us. And we need to realize that these are not Islamic habits. Like sometimes, forget knocking, let alone knocking. SubhanAllah, I'll tell you the most shocking thing. Where people just enter into other people's homes without knocking altogether. I mean, yesterday we were talking about, and I forgot to mention this point actually, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, I remember this today. Yesterday we were talking about knocking on people's door, right? We were talking about ensuring that we knock softly, wait for them to come and ask who is on the door, like what we're saying today, and then we identify ourselves. Knock 3 times, and if they open the door, fine. If they don't, we should go away. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith I mentioned yesterday, go. If they don't open to you, you know, فَإِنْ أَذِنَ لَكَ الْإِسْتِئْذَانُ ثَلَاثٌ فَإِنْ أَذِنَ لَكَ وَإِلَّا فَرْجَعَ. Just go if they don't open. So I said it's wrong to look through the letterbox and things like that. But the worst, and you know the worst somebody can do, is find somebody's door that it's open. They might have left the door open, their front door open by mistake. A small child of theirs might have just gone out of the house, left the door by mistake. Something might have got stuck, yeah, like a shoe or something. And you go to somebody's house and you forget knocking, you see the door's open, you just open the door, barge in and walk inside as though it's your own property, SubhanAllah. How can somebody even imagine? I just cannot comprehend, understand how somebody can do this. amazing. This is outrageous, totally un-Islamic, absolutely categorically unlawful haram, regardless of how many, you know, prayers and awabin and tahajjud prayers you pray. Seriously, you're committing a major sin, which is haram, unlawful according to the rules of Sharia. Seriously, it's haram. Because entering without permission in somebody's house, and I remember this happens in some of our so-called Asian communities. I'm not trying to, you know, be racist here or anything like that, because I'm Asian myself. So, you know, I can say this, but seriously, we have to address these issues. Sometimes when we all live together, we just think we can just, you know, walk in anybody's house whenever we like, without asking. Seriously, it's wrong. I remember, actually I mentioned this before, I remember when I was a very long time ago, right? It was about good 15, 20 years ago, when I was a young child. I was about, I don't know how long ago, I just don't even remember how many years, long time ago, when I was maybe 7, 8, 9, 10, something like that. I remember that at my house with my parents when I was living, I still remember this clearly in my head. That the front door was for some reason, mistakenly, remained open. And I remember that my mother, she was actually, we have the middle room, and then we have the kitchen, and then from the kitchen we have the garden. And she was actually, I don't know what she was doing, she was probably putting out some clothes in the garden, or she was, I think she was doing something in the garden. Okay. And I remember that there's some ladies, 3-4 of them, okay, who had come to visit her, seeing that the front door was open, thought, subhanAllah, the door's open for us to enter, opened the door, entered through the corridor, into the middle, past the, you know, the front room, into the middle living room, see, nobody's there, into the kitchen, nobody's there. Out of the kitchen, into the garden. Assalamu alaikum, mashallah. What you doing in the garden? Subhanallah. How can people do that? It's shocking. Absolute shocking. It's shocking. It's not something what Muslims do ever. So this is why I'm saying we need to ensure that these etiquettes are practiced. We implement them in our lives. And here we're talking about identifying ourselves, making sure that when we knock on somebody's door, we say clearly who that person is. So this was the hadith which is in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. And then finally, the Shaykh moves on to the last paragraph of this point. He says, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ الصَّحَابَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ يُسَمُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ مَنْ هَذَا رَوَى الْبُخَارِيُّ وَمُسْلِمٌ عَنْ أَبِي ذَرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ خَرَجْتُ لَيْلَةً مِنَ اللَّيَالِي فإذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمشي وحده فجعلت أمشي في ظل القمر فالتفت فرآني فقال من هذا فقلت أبو ذر وروى البخاري. Okay, we'll stop here and then we'll mention the last hadith. The Shaykh says here, and this is for this reason, for the reason that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would dislike people coming and knocking on the door and saying it's me and not identifying themselves properly. The Sahaba, the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, radiallahu anhum, they would yusammuna anfusahum. They would clearly mention their names whenever they would knock on somebody's door and whenever they were asked the question, who's on the door? Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, both of them relate from the Sahabi Abu Dharr, radiallahu anhu, who says, I came out of my house on one occasion, one night, I left my house one night, I came out of my house one night, you know, maybe for a walk, in a night from the nights, خَرَجْتُ لَيْلَةً مِنَ الْلَيَالِي. And suddenly I saw outside that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was walking by himself. فَجَعَلْتُ أَمْشِي فِي ظِلِّ الْقَمَرِ. So I began to walk behind him. فَجَعَلْتُ أَمْشِي. I saw the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so I started walking behind him. In the shade of the moonlight, in the shade of the moon, the shadow of the moon. فَالْتَفَتَ فَرَآنِي. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned round and he saw me, and he asked, who's this? Now here, this actually is very important. This report, or this hadith, is giving us one additional benefit, which is that this ruling is not just restricted to somebody's house. It's not just restricted to knocking on somebody's door. Even when you are somewhere else, when the person cannot see you and they ask you, who is it? Maybe you're, for example, sitting in your office. Okay, somebody knocks on the door, who is it? Again, you have to mention your name clearly. It's me, such and such, with your clear common name. Maybe, you know, you're walking and somebody can't turn around and they say, who's this behind me? Who's this on? It's a general ruling. Look at this hadith. This is not on somebody's door. The previous hadith, which the Shaykh, the author mentioned, related by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, recorded by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, and related by Jabir bin Abdullah, radiallahu anhu, that was regarding when he went to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house, and he knocked on his door. And he asked that, who is it? And he said, it's me. And the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, it's me. Here, this hadith is related by Abu Dharr, radiallahu anhu. He says that I walked once outside, I was walking in the shadow of the moonlight. And remember, so he was trying to say that it was quite dark. It wasn't too light. It was quite dark. I was in the shadow of the moon. I mean, they never used to have lights outside anyway. But he says, فَجَعَلْتُ أَمْشِي فِي ظَلِّ الْقَمَرِ. I was in the shadow of the moon. Okay, in the shadow. So I wasn't in the light, I was in the shadow. So hence, if somebody wanted to see me, they could not see me. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard the sound of someone walking behind him. So he turned round and he saw me. He saw me as in he saw that there's somebody there, but he could not recognize me. So he said, Man hadha, who is it? So I said clearly, فَقُلْتُ أَبُو ذَرْ. I said, it's me, Abu Dharr. It's Abu Dharr. Not I, it's me. It's Abu Dharr. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So this shows as well that we need to identify ourselves clearly. Okay, even when we are outside, not just restricted to knocking on somebody's door. And then the Shaykh says, وَرَوَى الْبُخَارِيُّ وَمُسْلِمٌ أَيُضًا عَنْ أُمِّ هَانِئٍ أُخْتِ سَيِّدِنَا عَلِيٍّ وَابْنَةِ عَمِّ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يغتسل وفاطمة تستره فقال من هذه فقلت أنا أم هانئ. Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, again, both of them record a hadith and relate from the Sahabiyya, the female companion, Ummu Hani, who was the sister of our master, Sayyiduna Ali ibn Abi Talib, and who was the daughter of the uncle of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah be pleased with her. Who was Ummu Hani? Ummu Hani was the sister of Sayyiduna Ali. You know, we all know Sayyiduna Ali ibn Abi Talib, the fourth Khalifa of Islam. Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now, Ummu Hani was Sayyiduna Ali's sister, and Sayyiduna Ali ibn Abi Talib, karramallahu ta'ala wajha, was a cousin brother of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? The son of the uncle of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was Talib. So, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, his sister, Ummu Hani, again, a cousin sister of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she says that I once visited the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I came to him and I found out that he was taking a bath. He was in the shower. وَهُوَ يَغْتَسِلْ وَفَاطِمَةُ تَسْتُرُهُ. And his daughter, Fatima radiallahu anha, was holding a sheet to cover him. Remember, in those days, they never used to have showers like the showers we have today. They never used to have bathrooms and toilets and washrooms like we have today. Then technology was not that advanced. Okay, so they would have to sort of, you know, just makeshift places. They used to have places where they used to take their bath and their shower. And in terms of privacy, they would need to be covered by a sheet or a curtain or something, and somebody would have to hold that, somebody of the family member. So Umm Hani says, when I came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I found out that he was taking a bath, and his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha was holding a sheet to cover him. So Fatima radiallahu anha was holding the sheet, maybe behind her and facing towards Umm Hani, covering the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was behind this curtain, having a shower behind a curtain, behind a veil, behind a covering. So when I came to the house, I started talking, so he realized that somebody's here, so he said, Man hadhihi, who's here, who is it? Who asked this question? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she says, I said clearly, Ana Ummu Hani. My name, I am Ummu Hani. It's even though it was his own cousin sister, even though it's someone that he may be interacting with on a daily, on a regular basis, still, Sayyida Ummu Hani radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, she did not rely on this fact. She did not assume and presume that, okay, my voice would be recognized. The Messenger sallallahu, if I say it's me, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam would without doubt know it's me. He knows my sound, he could recognize me. But still, she did not rely on that fact. And this is why the Shaykh ended this point by this quote, this hadith, and emphasized this point completely, that it's very important that we identify ourselves clearly. Before moving on to the next point, which will have to be tomorrow, inshallah, I want to mention one more additional point to this. That this is not only restricted to, as I said, to knocking on somebody's door, and not just restricted to physical interaction, when you physically go to somebody's house or you are physically in the presence of others. We can extend, and we should extend this ruling to even phone calls. Very important. Many of us don't know the etiquettes. You know, you can actually even write a whole book on the rules and the manners and the etiquettes of using the phone. Seriously, there are rules about using the phone. So, we can extend this ruling, this hukam of sharia, this guidance of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to even phone calls. When you make phone calls, we need to identify ourselves. First of all, when we make a phone call, when we phone someone, okay, if it's a landline, if we are calling the landline, then we should straight away identify ourselves. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, it's me, such and such, it's my name, it's me, Muhammad bin Adam, it's me, Abdullah, it's Yusuf, it's me, Fatima, it's me, Aisha, it's me, such and such. And then secondly, another thing which is very important, that which inshallah I will discuss later on in more detail, is that we don't ask the person whether they have time to talk or not. Seriously, they could be busy. And sometimes we make a phone call and we talk for 15, 20 minutes, subhanAllah. What we need to do is make a phone call. Look, we phone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's me, such and such. You're okay to talk to you? I need like about 5 minutes to talk to you. Or if it's something short, you say, look, I just need like 1 minute or maybe 30 seconds. You're okay? You're not busy. Is it okay to talk? You can talk, right? If they say, yeah, go ahead, then go ahead and talk. So that's another adab and etiquette that we, inshallah, we will discuss. But here we're just talking about identifying ourselves. So even when we make a phone call, we should make sure that we identify ourselves, especially on a landline. If it's a mobile phone, now there's two situations here. Many of us, we use mobile phones, okay? Now, if our number is hidden, and it's an anonymous phone call, many of us like to hide our numbers, fine. It's not haram, hide your number. You don't want everybody, the whole world, to have your mobile number, fine. But if you know that you have hidden your number and it's an anonymous phone call to the other person, okay, then it's necessary that you identify yourselves clearly as soon as you make the phone call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's me, Abdullah, such and such. You okay, inshallah? You okay to talk for a few minutes? That's how you make a phone call. And if you do not hide your mobile number, it's not an anonymous phone call, you don't hide your mobile number, then we have two situations. if you think that that person, it's somebody that you don't normally call, and you know most likely that that person, you are sure that that person, let's take the other situation first. It's someone you call on a regular basis. It's like every other day you talk to them, or maybe every week they have your number stored on their phone, you have their number stored on the phone, and you are sure, you are positive, you are 100%, you are clear on the fact that they recognize your number. They not just recognize your number, they probably have stored your name in their mobile phone, and they know it's you, and once you call, your name will appear on the phone. Then you don't need to identify yourselves, because you've already identified yourself. So you phone, Assalamu alaikum, how, you okay? You okay to talk? Then you just ask, you know, seek permission whether it's okay to talk. So that's when you're sure that they've got your number stored. And if you're not sure, even if you have a bit of doubt that they might not have your number stored, they might not recognize your number, then the normal ruling would apply, that you phone them and straight away you identify yourself. You say clearly, it's me. And you mention your name, inshallah. So that was in relation to identifying oneself even when making phone calls. It's not just restricted to knocking on somebody's door. We extend this ruling, this hukam of sharia, to making phone calls, even writing letters, even writing a letter, even an email. Many of us forget about email. You know, in the subject matter, we should clearly mention in the subject matter what the subject is, and who the email is from. If it's someone that they don't know who the email may be from, then write in the subject matter, email from such and such person, and this is the subject. You see, trying to make it easier as much as possible. We can extend this to even writing a letter. And that's why, what is a normal standard practice in writing a letter? At the top of the letter, we have our name. Not that you write a 10-page letter, and then right at the end you write your name. So that person doesn't know who the person is writing. They have to, you know, go after 10 pages and see, because if they have in mind who the writer is, then they will read it in accordingly. So always identify ourselves first, whether we're knocking on somebody's door, making a phone call, writing a letter, sending an email, sending a text message, whatever the situation may be. The golden rule is, identify yourself, inshallah. So we end with this point today, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice what we've said today, implement it in our life, inshallah. Tomorrow, we will move on to a topic, which is the topic of the manners of visiting. Making sure we visit people on appropriate times, we make appointments, and then, you know, how we visit people, how long we should sit at people's house, how less we should sit at people's house, etc. Inshallah, jazakallah khair for listening. Till tomorrow, 6:30. I'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa sallallahu wa sallama ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.